This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran says it will start enriching uranium to 60% purity, a move closer to the 90% needed for a nuclear bomb after accusing Israel of sabotaging a key nuclear facility. Iran also announcing Tuesday it will activate 1,000 advanced centrifuge machines at Natanz, the nuclear plant hit by an explosion on Sunday that Tehran blames on Israel. It comes before talks resume in Vienna aimed at reviving Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with major powers after former U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned it 3 years ago and an accord Israel opposes. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki calls Iran's announcement provocative and says the Biden administration is concerned, raising questions over Tehran's seriousness on nuclear talks. Last week, Iran and the global powers held what they described as constructive talks to salvage the 2015 deal, which has unraveled as Iran has breached its limits on uranium enrichment since Trump reimposed harsh sanctions on Tehran. Germany will give a different vaccine to people under 60 who have been given the first dose of the Oxford AstraZeneca shot. German health officials stopped offering the two-dose AstraZeneca to people under 60 nearly 2 weeks ago over concerns of rare cases of blood clots. Now the younger age group who got a dose before the March 30th announcement will be offered either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. The European Medicines Agency last week said that unusual blood clots should be listed as a very rare side effect of the AstraZeneca vaccine, while stressing that the overall benefit outweigh the risks. According to Germany's health ministry, some 2.2 million people aged under 60 have received an AstraZeneca dose in recent weeks. You can find more on that at voanews.com. This is VOA.